Okay. But the biggest country, the biggest enemy of our country is, the biggest enemy of the America is?
Oh, I don't know. I never did study geography much, you know, and that's why I don't
know. But they call that country Russia.
Russia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when you go to church, the preacher delivers a
message.
Well,
a message, or
okay, but
or a,
in the Protestant churches, it's not like the Catholic churches. We call it a what? A sermon.
Sermon.
Well,
y'all call
that
it.
What we call
that's
it.
What we call it too. A sermon. A sermon. It's very much like your church, you see.
You're Methodist.
It is, but do you remember when they used to have the mass in Latin?
Yeah, but they quit all that. They're talking about bringing it back again, but I hope they don't ever bring it back.
Did you know any Latin?
No, we don't know nothing in Latin.
We didn't know what it was.
We didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah.
But they quit doing that. They don't preach in Latin anymore.
Okay. The fellow who, when you were a child and you didn't behave, people would say, who's going to get you? They'd tell you, this, somebody was going to get you if you didn't watch out.
Santa Claus, we used to say Santa Claus is gonna, no, let me see.
Any other name?
I guess they did.
Who's gonna get
I know,
you?
Who's gonna get you?
The devil?
The devil, I guess.
Any nicknames for him?
No, I don't believe they have any nickname. I don't remember any nickname for him.
Okay. Now, a house way back out in the woods, people would say was, they didn't want to go there.
It's a haunted house or a camp.
It would have what there? I wouldn't want to go to a camp either.
That's what I say. They'd call it, if people were scared to go in, they'd call it a haunted house if they wanted to, but then they call them camps. All those way back in the woods is camps.
What sort of things would they see in there around a graveyard at night?
Ghosts. Big old white ghost coming.
You might say, well, I go if you insist, but I would
rather not see it.
Rather not go to that camp or that place.
Mrs. Jowett gave you down?
Hmm?
Mrs. Jowett gave you down?
No.
No, I went and ate downtown. I'm fine. Well, about the 25th of December, when you saw friends, you say to them?
The 25th?
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. Oh, happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy what?
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When, anything you might say to somebody by way of appreciation to them?
Thank you for doing this. I surely did appreciate you doing this for me. And
okay. Now, you made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrote it down.
Okay, or you wanted it wrapped, so he took a piece of paper and
wrapped it up.
When you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Okay. And say a storekeeper sold something for $2 that he paid $3 for. You'd say he was selling it
cheaper than what he paid for it.
Yeah, he was selling it at a what?
At a cost.
Below
cost.
Okay. You might say, well, I like that, but I can't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, what?
Too much. It's too high. Too much money. It costs too much.
Okay. Now, on the first of the month, that was when the bill was